Zimbabwe's divided opposition movement has formally reunited and declared it has a majority in parliament. Movement for Democratic Change President Morgan Tsvangirai and his former rival Arthur Mutambara appeared at a joint press conference in South Africa today to announce that President Robert Mugabe's party is now in the minority. The partial recount of results from last month's election confirms that the opposition does have a parliamentary majority, but the final tally has not been announced as expected. Yesterday, the top US envoy for Africa called for international intervention and targeted sanctions should the ruling ZANU-PF party fail to concede victory to the MDC. Chair of the Department of International Affairs at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, Bishop Crispin Hollis, has recently returned from a visit to Zimbabwe. He told Philippa Hitchin democracy in the country is being bludgeoned to death.
I think the so-called government, the regime in Zimbabwe, needs to be internationally isolated. And that means not simply isolated by the European powers and the world powers, the United States, whatever, but also by the African states. And that seems to be beginning to happen. I mean, South Africa has to change its tune a little to take action against, at least in words anyhow. I think one of the most encouraging things was the banning of the arms ship, though, from China. I mean, they wouldn't unload it in Durban, and they wouldn't unload it in Angola, and now it's gone back to China. But that wasn't government action, that was trade union action and the solidarity with people who are suffering hugely in Zimbabwe, really, and an understanding of that they could make a contribution to lessening that suffering, at least by not allowing shipments of arms to come into Zimbabwe.
What role do you think the churches could play there in South Africa and in neighbouring countries to try and build on this pressure?
I think the South African Bishops' Conference has always been fairly straightforwardly in support of their brother bishops in Zimbabwe. Their understanding was that there's a massive violation of human rights going on there, and they are very happy and very prepared to speak out about that and to use what influence they have in their own communities to further the development of human rights, because that's what it is. I mean, what we're witnessing is the rape of a democratic society, which is being bludgeoned into a dictatorship, really.